Hi, I'm Jeremy Hobson from the Marketplace Morning Report. Tonight, Mitt Romney will face President Obama in the first debate of the 2012 race for the White House, and people will be watching closely here in Ohio, where I am and where the voting has already started. It's a state that could determine the outcome of the election. Today on the show, we're going to be joined by the governor of the state, a Republican, and the former governor, a Democrat. So let's get started now with Republican Governor John Kasich. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, sir.
Well, so what do you think Mitt Romney needs to do in this debate to turn the polls around here in Ohio?
Well, first of all, that's an assumption that the polls are all accurate. And the election is going to be very close in Ohio. And in terms of what he needs to do in debate, just needs to show people that that he understands their problems, that he's just not a smart guy that can that has had a great track record, but that he truly understands what their difficulties are.
Well, do you think he's had trouble doing that here? I mean, obviously, you were able to do that just a couple of years ago with Ohio voters. But do you think Romney's having trouble making people think he understands their problems?
I think it's a challenge for anybody who is not an incumbent. But I think that Romney can win Ohio. I do. And I think the debate is important. But, you know, this is closer than what the polls are indicating, in my opinion.
Well, I think one of the storylines will be if he doesn't, if you're wrong and he doesn't win Ohio, that the auto bailout convinced a lot of Ohio voters to vote for President Obama. Do you think that that's had a big impact in the state in voters' minds?
Well, you know, the fact is we're up 123,000 jobs. And according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, we're down 500 auto jobs. So I'm not sure that's it. Look, again, you know, Ohio is a swing state and the election is extremely close. So, you know, I've advised Paul Ryan when I saw him last week, just make sure Romney's basically living here. And, you know, I'm starting to wonder whether Obama and Romney ought to start paying income taxes, like when professional hockey players and baseball players and basketball players come into Ohio, they have to pay. Maybe these guys ought to pay. I think they can afford it. I've seen a little bit about their net worth. I mean, they can afford it.
What are you fighting for when it comes to Mitt Romney? What do you want him to do specifically in his first 4 years if he's elected?
I want him to get elected president and end all the uncertainty is what I need, because I believe that if America can begin to face up to its tremendous debt problems and end all this uncertainty around that and taxes and regulations, I believe we can get back to some significant economic growth. I mean, the economic growth we're experiencing in this country now is unbelievably anemic considering what we came out of. So Mitt Romney, you know, I mean, the bottom line with him is it will be certainty. He will deal with these problems, and he understands what moves the job creators. And that's the greatest moral issue in our country today is job creation. So, you know, he gets in there, I'm very confident he'll be able to get us moving in the right direction and restore some really strong economic growth, which helps us in Ohio.
Governor John Kasich of Ohio. Well, now let's get to the Democrat, Ted Strickland, who was the governor before Governor Kasich. Governor Strickland, good morning.
Good morning.
What are you and other Democrats fighting for when it comes to a second President Obama term? What big things would you like to see accomplished in the next 4 years if President Obama is reelected?
We want shared prosperity. We want fairness in our tax system. We want the middle class and people who are trying to get into the middle class to have a fair shot. We have a system now that is stacked against the average working person. The average working person is paying a higher percentage of their income in taxes than people like Mitt Romney is paying. You know, we've got a situation where the influence of organized labor has hugely diminished. And all of those things need to be reversed, and hopefully we'll get back to the place where an average working person has a fair shot.
Now, one of the lines of attack that you used against John Kasich when you ran against him was the fact that he had been a Wall Street banker and was therefore perhaps partly to blame for the economic collapse. If that line of attack didn't get you another term, do you think that it's not effective for President Obama to paint Mitt Romney as this Bain capital, vulture capitalist involved in private equity and all that?
Well, I think the country has had an experience over the last 2 years. And quite frankly, When I first heard that Mitt Romney had a Swiss bank account, I thought, boy, that's going to be problematic with Ohioans. And then I hear that he's, you know, invested in the Cayman Islands and so on. So there has been a cumulative effect, I believe, over a period of months. But I think the people across the country have looked at these two candidates, and they have concluded that the president is on the side of working people. And Mitt Romney, quite frankly, has invested his resources in other countries. He's outsourced jobs. And I don't think he has the slightest idea what life is like for the average Ohioan.
What about the Republican argument that Mitt Romney is using and that has been used in past elections? Of course, Ohio is home to Joe the Plumber from the 2008 election, that basically there's too much regulation, too much taxation. Does that kind of thing resonate with Ohio voters?
Well, I would hope that Mr. Romney would be wise enough to stay away from the issue of taxes when he himself has continued to fail to reveal his own personal taxes. We can have this tax debate, and I hope as these three presidential debates occur and the vice presidential debate occurs, that taxes are talked about, because I think most middle-class people, most Ohioans understand that the system we have now is hugely unfair. So we can have the tax debate. I think we will, and I think the president will win that debate.
That was former Governor Ted Strickland. Well, now we're going to focus on another part of our interview where we talk specifically about Ohio and why it is such a crucial state in this election. Let's get right back to Governor Strickland. Well, so why is Ohio such a divided state? What is it that is at play that makes the electorate just so undecided about who they should pick?
Well, I'm fond of saying that if you were to shrink America, you would end up with Ohio. Because we have large cities, we have an industrial economy, but agriculture is our largest single industry. We've got the Appalachian area in the south and southeast. We've got ethnic, religious, cultural, racial, economic diversity. So we are a very diverse state, and I think because of that, no politician and no political party can ever take Ohio for granted.
Well, so what do you have to do to get over the top, to get above 50% in Ohio?
Well, you've got to work really hard. You've got to not take Ohio and Ohioans for granted. But I think in this election year, you've got to talk about the things that really matter to the lives of Ohioans. The economy, certainly, opportunity, the shrinking of the middle class. All of those issues are really, I think, important and on the minds of Ohioans.
So you left office last year. Why do you think Ohioans voted you out?
Well, the economy was really, really bad. I never felt that Ohioans turned against me in any personal way, and I had no bitterness when I lost. But let me say to you that Ohio is experiencing an economic rebound, and that rebound, I'm proud to say, started before I left office, and that has continued in large part, I believe, because of what the president did in saving the American auto industry. That's hugely important in Ohio. But the Recovery Act that some people like to say was a failure, it was not a failure. I can tell you as governor, I used those resources to keep teachers in the classroom and police officers on the street and to build vital infrastructure for our state. So we are on our way out of the recession. In large part, I think, because of what the president has done.
Now, some people look at Ohio's economy right now and they give some credit to the current governor, the Republican, John Kasich. How are voters supposed to determine whether what you're saying, which is that the recovery started with you and that therefore you deserve the credit, versus that the idea that it belongs to the current governor?
Well, I didn't say I deserve the credit. I said the president deserved the credit. And you can just look at the data. My last year in office in 2010, unemployment in Ohio went down 1.6%. So it's obvious that the recovery was well underway before the current governor became the governor.
Ted Strickland, former governor of Ohio, Democrat, thanks so much.
Well, thank you, and you have a great day.
Well, let's get to Governor Kasich now and back to our interview with him. How much credit do you take for Ohio's economic recovery over these last couple of years?
Well, look, what we've been able to do here is provide certainty to businesses We have a balanced budget. We have a healthy rainy day fund. We've reduced taxes, and our regulatory environment is good. And I think all those things together are very helpful. But Ohio naturally should be doing well, in my opinion, and we're starting to see improvements. In terms of my taking credit, you know, my father used to say self-praise stinks. Now, largely, I've ignored that, but, you know, I'm trying to do better at that.
Well, we spoke with your predecessor, Governor Strickland, and he said that the recovery started before you took office and that the unemployment rate actually came down by more than a point before you took office.
I don't have any comment about, you know, the person that was in before me. I just don't have any comment about that.
Where do you want to take this state economically? Do you think there's an industry that is going
to... I want to take it up. No, there's no one particular industry. It's the ability of Ohio to develop diversified industries. We're located within 600 miles of 60% of the country. We are very big in financial services. We are on the cusp of real significant gains in the area of energy. When you take a look at our medical corridor, everything from the Cleveland Clinic to Case to University Hospitals to Ohio State to the University of Cincinnati to our children's hospitals, we are a very diversified state, and we don't want to put our eggs in one basket.
Why are the folks here in Ohio always so divided about who they want to lead them, whether it's Republican or Democrat? It always seems to be a kind of a 50-50 state.
Well, I think, you know, to some degree, we're really kind of a microcosm of the country. You know, if you want to find out how the country thinks, you come to Ohio and you get the rural and suburban and urban. And, you know, I think as a state, we basically kind of lean Republican. But, you know, it's always up for grabs. It's because it's got such diversity in it. And you know, we've got so many. Think about the media markets. I mean, we have a media market in Toledo. We had a media market in Youngstown, a media market in Cleveland, a media market in Columbus, one in Cincinnati. Then you've got all your smaller towns. I mean, it's really a remarkable state when you think about it. There are very few states that have this kind of diversity.
Governor John Kasich, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, sir. Very much. I enjoyed it.